Hi, I'm Lou Barreau, and you are listening to Life Minute TV.
He's only one of five musicians in the world who perform professionally with this magnificent instrument made up of 56 chromatically tuned glass rods that are played by rubbing them with wet fingers. It's called the Crystal Bechet, and Lou Barreau has been attached to it ever since he crossed paths with its French inventors, the Bechet brothers. We were fortunate to get an up-close and personal look when he came to play it, and one of his tracks from his new album, Imeneo, the first in a forthcoming trilogy. This is a Life Minute with Lou Barreau.
Yeah, for me, it's three parts. It's the first album, it's low tempo, it's quite, you can see, feel the horizon, it's big, and it's quite slow pieces. It was quite a solitary process. I was in exile in Finistère. It's a place with lots of nature, sea, and walking in the morning, thinking and playing alone. That's something I like, because I live in Paris. In Paris, it's a lot of noise everywhere, a lot of people talking, and in Brittany, in Finistère, it's quiet and it's nature. And for me, it's the balance between both of them. The second album is more, it's the heart beating, it's more rhythmical, another type of writing. I'm writing this more in places where it's busy. And the third album will be the head, the spirit, the soul, and that will be, I will record with my instrument and just a choir in a cathedral or a place like that. The main instrument in the album is the Crystal Bechet, and it's an instrument, you can hear nature in this instrument. The bass roaring, it's like thunder, and the high part of the instrument, it's like light in the sky, and you can hear also the sea, because it's a friction instrument. It's, you play the instrument with water on your fingers. It's a sound sculpture. You can see the instrument in few museums, because it's also a sculpture. And you put your finger in the water, and it's glass rods. It's a keyboard of glass. But the sound you hear, it's the friction. It's the same technique as when you put your finger on a glass, but it's not the same acoustic system. The crystal, the sound you hear, is from the metal part where it's vibrating. This metal part is giving the pitch of the note. It's not the glass. The name crystal is a reference for the sound, not for the technique or for the acoustic of the instrument. It's big. And I have to carry it everywhere I go. It's like 220 pounds. You need to do lots of push-ups to carry the instrument. And for the sound, it's for me, it's like a blue whale and a cello and also a human voice. Difficult to blend everything together. And the instrument is like a satellite in the sky. There's a big part who is a steel part. The name of this part is the flame. And I think the sound of the instrument is really, it's really this part who is making the sound, making the soul of the instrument. My parents are musicians. I play music since I'm 3 or 4 years old. And I met people because I travel a lot. I met a man, Petr Spatina, in Venice, and he was playing the glass. He was very good, playing very fast, and I was a young man, and I went to see him, and I said I want to do the same thing, and I came back to France. I make an instrument, I played with this instrument a few years, but I was searching for more bass, more polyphonic technique, because this instrument is more monophonic. And after that, I met the Bechet brothers, who invented the instrument in 1952. And I met them, they were based next to Paris. And we were friends after that for nearly 20 years. And after that, it's an adventure. Because you can't have this instrument like that. It's you need to go, they will check your playing, they will approve or not. And they approved. Now I've got my instrument. Nobody taught me how to play. You know, I had few techniques. I knew one or two people playing, but I was a violinist, I was a drummer, I was not into a keyboard. And the other players were into keyboard. They gave me some techniques. And after that, I was just improving and searching for new techniques, you know, because it's a young instrument. You can find new techniques all the time. It's difficult when you play guitar and piano. You can find new techniques, but you have to work a lot. What's important, it's emotion. And music, or when you meet someone, it's the emotions. And what I want to achieve, it's just to create emotion. And even if it's bad or good, you know, that's the only thing I want to achieve with other people I don't know. If I can touch them, it's very nice. I'm gonna play Passio. It's a piece from the album, Imminil, yes.
To see more of this interview, visit our website, lifeminute.tv. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Life Minute TV.